Our first Bible reading this morning is going to come from Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. We're starting our new series this morning. I'm not going to give the game away yet. You'll have to wait and listen. Our first reading is going to be Matthew 16. It's page 983. And I'm going to start at verse 13. Okay. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You're the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. This is our second reading this morning. You're going to have to turn to the last bit of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 28. It's on page 1000. Matthew 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is God's word to us this morning. As I start today, I want to tell you about a man with some people in my family would have thought it the greatest job in the world. Here's the man. He's called Nathan, okay? Now, not that Nathan, but he's also called Nathan. Nathan used to work for Lego, okay? And he is what is called a master builder, okay? Which means that all those sets that you see in the shops, guys like Nathan came up with them and wrote out all the instructions so people like us could spend Christmas Day all over the floor with bits of Lego here, there, and stepping on them in the middle of the night, all those things. Nathan was a master builder. But he decided he was fed up with that. So he decided he was just going to spend his time building Lego models that he wanted to build. And that's his job now. Now, his most famous creation is probably this, okay? It is a life-size skeleton of a T-Rex. Yeah, that's completely made out of Lego bricks. He got all them Lego bricks. He did it himself. Do you know, Jamie, there are 80,000 bricks in that model. And just to give you an idea of the size, Benji, do you want to help me? Yeah, you stand there next to Daddy, okay? Yeah, hold that. And I'm going to walk all the way over here, okay? And a bit more. Where are we? No, a bit more. This is how big that model is, okay? Yeah, that's how big, 80,000 bricks. And it took him 1 year, all summer, to build that giant T-Rex. He's thought of, that man Nathan, is thought to be the best Lego builder in the whole world. But I'm going to tell you about someone this morning who's an even better builder. Okay? A proper master builder, a royal builder. Okay, I'm going to put his name here up on my board. Okay, what's his name?
Jesus.
Excellent, King Jesus. And the Lord Jesus has been building something, not just all summer, although he's been doing that as well, but for 2,000 years. For 2,000 years, King Jesus has been building his church. And this local church is part of the great big building project Jesus is doing all over the world, in towns and cities and villages, of building his church. How do I know that the Lord Jesus is the best builder there's ever been? Well, we read in Matthew 16 a promise that Jesus made. He promised that he was going to build his church. Now, you guys know that I like some actions so that you remember the big point of what I'm talking about. Okay, so here's today. Here's the big thing I want us to get. King Jesus promises to build his church. Okay, now, why is that church? Apparently, that is a sign for church. It's like, pull on the church bell. Okay, if we had a bell. What? Miles, why do we not have a bell? Okay, no, I'm only kidding. Okay, but here's what it is. Today, King Jesus promises to build his church. You do that without me. 1, 2, 3. Okay, nice and loud this time. 1, 2, 3. King Jesus promises to build his church. And grown-ups, over the next few months, in Matthew 14, 15, and 16, we're going to see some of the ways that the Lord Jesus is teaching us this. But that's the big thing I want us to get this morning. I want us to leave knowing and remembering that King Jesus promises to build his church. In Matthew 28, maybe the first thing I've got to tell you is what has been happening, okay? The Lord Jesus had been crucified. He'd been raised from the dead. And he's having his last meeting with his closest followers, the disciples. And he says there to his disciples, his followers, verse 18, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Do you know, we can trust that King Jesus promises to build his church because he tells us that he's got all authority. All authority. Now, that's not a word that we use very much now. So I thought, well, what might be a closer word? That might be a little bit easier for us to get. King Jesus has all power and authority. And I've got some things with me to remind you of some Bible events that really happened that shows that King Jesus has got all power and authority, and we can trust this promise. Now, what does this picture remind you of? What does it make you think about, everyone?
Christmas.
Chris, Emmanuel, yeah? It's got your name on it, doesn't it? Yeah. When it was announced that Jesus was going to be born, an angel came to a man called Joseph. And after he said, call this baby Jesus, he's going to save his people from their sins, he said, this baby's also Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. That's who King Jesus is. God with all power and authority. Some wise men came to see Jesus not long after he was born. They brought some gifts. Anyone know what gifts they brought? Oh, Jamie, do you remember? Anyone help him out? Yes, Josh? They brought gold. Anything else? Oh, Emmanuel? Oh, not quite. Gold? Anyone? Grown-ups, come on. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we're told that they worshipped Jesus. Why would these wise men worship Jesus? Because they knew he was king with all power and authority. What's this a picture of? An ambulance, yeah, because lots of sick people were brought to King Jesus. And often, when they were brought to him, he would heal them. And he would heal them just by saying to their sickness, go away. Or he would touch them and it would go away. Now, think of the power in your words to say to someone who had leprosy, the leprosy, just go away. or to touch them and people were healed. King Jesus has got all power and authority. Oh, there was another time in Matthew's gospel where a little girl had died. And we're told that Jesus took this dead girl by the hand and she got up. You must have some kind of power and authority if you can take dead people by the hand and bring them back to life. He would often tell people their sins were forgiven. And the crowd would say, who can forgive sins but God alone? One of my favorite stories in the Bible, Jesus is in a boat and the waves are coming over the side, aren't they? Okay? Good to you, okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry, in the second and third row back there. Oops, yeah. Come on, Doogie, come on. Anyway, what did he say to the wind and the waves? Be still. He said, be calm. Be quiet. And everyone in the boat said, who's this guy that even the wind and the waves listen to him? All through Matthew's gospel, King Jesus is shown to have all power and authority. Oh. Spilling everywhere. What kind of idiot did that? What about at his cross? Well, the Bible says at the cross, the Lord Jesus died there, not for anything he had done wrong, but for our sins. He died there for all the times that I thought I knew better than God, and I'm not going to go God's way. He was punished in our place. And he was raised 3 days later. And we're told in the Bible that the Lord Jesus was raised to show to us, to prove to us that he's dealt with our sins and that he's conquered sin and death. And so that we can trust that King Jesus has all power and authority. So when he says, I'm going to build my church, do you think we can trust that promise? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, what's the big thing that we've been learning this morning so far? King Jesus promises to build his church. And he's got all power and authority to do it. But here's where things get a little bit strange. Because King Jesus doesn't build his church out of Lego bricks or even regular bricks. He builds his church out of disciples. Disciples. What's a disciple? Well, if I was, if this was on the front of my car, what would it mean? If this was on the front of my car, what would it, oh, Jamie, yes? It would mean that I am learning to drive. And a disciple really is a learner. A disciple is someone who is learning what it means to follow Jesus, to live like Jesus, to be one of his followers. Disciples have learned from Jesus that they need to ask him to forgive their sins, that they need to trust that he rose from the dead, that he's coming back. They've learned all of this, and they're saying, yep, Jesus is king with all power and authority, and he's in charge of my life. And disciples really are lifelong learners from King Jesus. Every day they need his help and his strength. They need to pray and ask that he would help them to follow him, to love other disciples, to speak about him. Disciples like me will always wear L plates. Because all of my life, I'll be learning from King Jesus. Now, one big question that I have, boys and girls, grown-ups, is this. Are you a disciple of the Lord Jesus? Have you become one of his lifelong learners? He's called people from all kinds of places across our world, from all sorts of backgrounds, to come follow him, including you today and me. And we can become his learners, his disciples, by asking him to forgive our sins. That's how we, as it were, put on our L plates. We never take them off, but we begin to put them on by asking him to forgive us, by trusting that he loves us and cares for us. And we need to respond by saying, King Jesus, I'll follow you all my life. Help me with my L plates. What have we learned so far? What's the big thing I want us to take away today? King Jesus promises to build his church. He's got all power and authority, so we can trust that he's going to do it. He does it by calling disciples who are lifelong learners to himself. And local churches like this one are to be filled with people who are lifelong learners. Ah, but look what the Lord Jesus says next in verse 19. He says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. What are the disciples to do? We are to go. Go. The Lord Jesus, with all power and authority, builds his church as disciples go. We've got to move from one place to another. Jesus wants us to go to all nations, including Enfield, okay, and Bushell Park, including our families, our streets, our schools, our universities, our shops, our parks, the places we like to go. Can I tell you, can I give you a secret of the Affleck household sometimes on a Sunday morning? We like to have pancakes for breakfast, okay? Turn up at our house at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, okay? You'll maybe get some pancakes. But this is the mixing bowl with the mixer, and all the ingredients go in, and Trisha puts out a shout, who wants to help mummy? And who did it this morning? Nathan was there this morning. And what is Nathan? He likes to mix all the ingredients together to make the pancake batter. You've got to mix things. As disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are called to go and make more disciples. We've got to mix with those who don't yet know and love the Lord Jesus. We've got to mix with those who don't know anything about him. We've got to mix with those who might not understand why he's come. How will anyone become a disciple of the Lord Jesus? Well, we've got to go and tell them. How will they hear unless we disciples who do know tell them about Jesus? Boys and girls, grown-ups, when was the last time we made a deliberate effort to try and make a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Here's what I mean. In the last few days, think how many conversations you've had about the Queen dying. Loads. Okay? And over in the coming weeks and up to her funeral, there's going to be loads. It's been wall-to-wall TV coverage. And I imagine you've maybe had a conversation, you know, something about, oh, would you make all this stuff with the Queen and the new King and whatever? Or maybe as you talk about her funeral with your friends, how about this? How about dropping this in? One thing I really admired about the Queen was her faith in the Lord Jesus. What do you think about that? Or maybe you'll hear something at the funeral, maybe one of the great vicars or the Archbishop of Canterbury or someone, who you say, oh, did you see the funeral? This came, I remember this. What do you think about that? As you start to try and make more disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe it's school this week. As you're talking to your friends, maybe there'll be a way to say, what did you do at the weekend? Well, I was at Berry Street Community Church open day. And maybe I got a booklet or something that told a story in the Bible about Jesus. Or what did you do on Sunday? Well, we heard that King Jesus promises to build his church. He's got all power and authority. And other people become disciples as disciples like us with our L plates on. Go. We are to be disciples who make more disciples. And that's so often how the Lord Jesus builds his church. But he says something else to them. He says, go. He also says, baptize. Verse 19, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Some people here maybe have never seen a baptism in this local church. The last one we did was literally right before the pandemic started. Baptizing someone is, well, underneath this platform here behind me, there's a big tank, and we love to fill it full of water, and we love to baptize people. Someone who wants to be baptized will go down into the tank, they will go under the water, they will come up out of the water, because that is the way the Lord Jesus says that his followers tell other people, yes, I'm a follower of Jesus. Think of it a bit like this. In the past week or so, lots of people have put on a school uniform. Okay? This is a school uniform from our house, certainly part of it. What does a school uniform do? It says, I belong to that school. What is getting baptized show? That I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm one of his disciples. I've got my L plates on. He is my King. Now again, there are people here today who would say they're disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, but who have never been baptized. Please come and chat to myself, one of the other leaders, Vima, Nigel, because we would love to baptize you. And I want to ask you, why have you never been baptized? Because this is a command of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you've got to take that seriously. We would love to baptize you here. That's how the Lord Jesus promises to build his church. One last thing, verse 19 again. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. The Lord Jesus says we're to go as disciples, we're to baptize, but also we are to teach others everything that the Lord Jesus has taught us to obey. We never hang up the L plates. There's always more to learn from the Lord Jesus. Yes, we'll mature. We may get a bit better at some things, but we'll never hang up the L plates. There's always more to learn. There will always be disciples who know a bit more than us. Can I encourage you? Learn from them. Learn from them. That's one of the ways that the Lord Jesus grows his church. There will always be disciples who know a little bit less than us. Don't lord it over them. Help them. In fact, you could think today, who's a disciple who maybe knows a little bit more about the Lord Jesus than I do? How can I learn from them? Go and ask them. There may be some here who, maybe you think, well, I don't know, maybe they know a little bit less than me. How can you go to them and say, how can I help? Wouldn't that be a good thing to do? I think it would. I wonder how you come to church. Do you come to church with your L plates on, thinking, I am here to learn from the Lord Jesus today? Or do you think, I can't wait to get to the biscuits? During the week, do you ever open your Bible and say, Lord Jesus, I want to learn from you today? I hope so. We need to. Okay, what have we learned this morning? I'm nearly done. Okay, what's the big thing I want us to have learned? King Jesus promises to build his church. Do you know, we can trust that promise because he's got all power and authority. He does it as disciples with L plates like us. Go, baptize, and teach others to command to obey everything that he's commanded. And how does the Lord Jesus finish this? He says, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. He promises to be with us as we do these things. We must keep doing them as a local church. Let's pray, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much that King Jesus promises to his disciples that he will build his church, this church. Help us to obey his command to go and baptize and teach others to obey everything that he's commanded. Father, so often across this country, we think, well, churches are closing. We only hear bad things, but we trust this promise. Why? Because King Jesus has all authority. Please help us to go. We thank you for yesterday, our open day. People came, but please help us to go to them as well. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing in a moment, We Are the Church. But just on that issue of go, I had a conversation with a guy. I don't know what age he was yesterday, but he felt so apprehensive about even coming to a church open day. Never mind church, because I don't know, he had all sorts of conceptions in his head about what it would mean to walk through the doors. And this is the time and place we're living. This is a guy that lives just around the corner. So we've got to keep going to people, because it's rare that they will just walk in. Hey, let's stand, let's sing, We Are the Church, Have You Heard?